First of all, then, in a few hours' time, the January transfer window will close. Are Sheffield United likely to be bringing anybody in between now and then?
No plans at the moment. Happy with the squad that we've got. We've got the four loans in, so we're conscious as well that you're only allowed a maximum of five and probably need to keep one back for when the emergency window opens in a week or so's time.
Right. And is that loan, are you hoping that loan would be for a striker then?
Yeah, ideally. Well, let's see how we go in the next week and as well, see if we pick up any injuries as well. That's the other thing. Injury-wise, we're okay at the moment, but if you do pick one up in a particular position, then that will become more pressing.
It's been reported that Billy Clark is on the Blades radar, a potential signing here. Is that correct?
Billy Clark's one of a number of names that's been mentioned, yes.
Right. And how far has that progressed at all?
It hasn't really. We're not going to do anything imminently with it. We're going to see what happens next week.
I know we've spoken to you a lot about strikers, haven't we? I mean, he's obviously not a championship striker, which was originally a target prior to Painter's arrival. Is it players of that ilk still on your radar?
Yeah, of course. Any good players or any player that's going to improve us or is different to what we've got, then we'll be interested in them. We don't want to be doubling up, you know, with identical players or very similar players. So we're looking for something a bit different. We think we've found that with the loans we've brought in so far.
Has it got to the stage where you're still happy to see how it goes, or you do have a couple of specific targets in mind for February the 8th?
Yeah, we do have a couple in mind, but it'll depend on a few things. You know, we're trying to, if possible, make Bob Harris's move a permanent one till the end of the season. So if that happens, it frees up another two loans then, and maybe we can be a bit more positive in getting another one in. But we've got a reasonable squad at the moment. It's important to keep mentioning they are fit. You know, we've got a couple of knocks, we know we've got a lot of games coming up, but we can react to that as and when.
I was going to mention McMahon. Obviously he's sealed a transfer now over to Blackpool. Is that part of the trade-off, I wonder, then, in keeping Harris in as discussions roll on?
Yeah, that was how the discussions went. We just did it on a loan basis, you know, to get it over the line, and then we'd hope, you know, to make this great opportunity for Tony, make it permanent there. We'd hope to try and make, you know, Bob the other way.
Does that matter if that's not done today? Can that be done at a later date?
I'm not sure. You're asking me about rules and regulations again. I think ideally we're going to try and get it done today. But if not, it will just continue the loan and then we can extend it till the end of the season.
Speaking of rules and regulations, this is perhaps more for my benefit than anything else. So, so something happens at 10:59 tonight, and the usual rules about when players can play upon a signing, there's a cut-off the day before. Presumably, if you sign somebody, then they could still be thrown in tomorrow.
Yes, I think we've got loans up until 12 o'clock, emergency loans. But permanent signings, then obviously they would have to be done by 11 tonight.
So as regards existing players in the Sheffield United squad, I'm thinking perhaps some of the younger ones, the McFadzians of this world, the Whitehouse, could they be loan targets then, or up for loan, if you like, from February the 8th onwards?
Yeah, it's more likely to happen next week when everything settles down. I think as well those sorts of lads to go out and get experience. People will see what they've got and what they need as of next week. And then hopefully there'll be some interest in them just to get some football. They'll be in and around our squad. Elliot's on the bench tomorrow. You know, Callum's not far away. But as long as we've got a fully fit squad, then they're going to be just outside the 18.
Happy with your business so far then over the course of the past week or so?
Yeah, we are. I think the three lads that have come in, you know, Brayford, Scougal and Harris, all very impressive against Fulham last week. Been good in training this week and we think they've improved the squad.
Diego De Girolamo was involved at least or amongst the substitutes last week. How far away from potentially kicking a ball in the first team is he right now?
He's not far away. He got a little knock. He played for the under-18s at Middlesbrough this week and got a knock on his toe. So it's a bit sore, so he won't be travelling with us to Crewe. But he'll be coming to Fulham with us and we'll see if we can get him involved in the next few weeks. We will do.
Right, because he, I dare say, is one player throughout the corridors of power here you've heard an awful lot about and not seen play in the first team yet.
No. Only in the youth team. He did very well when he came on at Millwall in the Youth Cup the other week at half time. But he's been out a long time. Everyone's got to be conscious of that. He's only a young lad and he's been out 9 months with his knee. So it's going to be being very careful with him and cautious for the rest of this season, getting him a good pre-season under his belt, and then let's see what he's like in August.
I know we've sort of broached this subject with you before about trialists. Again, given the time of year that we're at, rumours doing the rounds. Rob Earnshaw, has he been around the place and being on trial here?
Nope, haven't seen him in training with us, no, not this week.
Good. There you go, let's put that one to bed. So let's move on to tomorrow. Team news then, how are you looking ahead of this trip to Crewe?
Yeah, everybody's fine. Harry's trained this week. He's a little bit sore on Wednesday, but yeah, everybody should be available. Nice to have Billy Painter in as an option, and Elliot Whitehouse as well, missing from the FA Cup squad. So everybody else, but as well as them.
All right, so Porter's fine then, because he was another one suffering last week.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, we've got to be conscious that Chris will be definitely have to play Tuesday. So whether we play him and Billy or not, or both of them, or either of them on tomorrow, we'll see.
You need a new central midfielder, somebody else in that role. How much of a miss will Doyle be?
Yeah, because of his experience in there, he will be. He's been an ever-present this season. So, but, you know, he's cost himself three games, and it gives then Connor Cody, Stephen Scougal and Stephen McGinn all an opportunity. So it'll be two from those three.
Have you decided yet who'll wear the armband then at Crewe?
Yeah, I think it'll be Neil Collins. I think he's officially the vice-captain, so it seems to make sense that it just goes straight to Neil.
And similar leadership qualities, shouter, organiser?
Yeah, that's it, and in the centre of the pitch as well. We like him down the middle of the pitch, ideally. So, yeah, Neil will just take over the armband and hopefully not too much difference.
Are you anticipating a match at Gresty Road that will be affected by the conditions tomorrow?
I think it will be, yeah. I think the way that the Crewe like to play and the way that we are trying to play as well, I think that could be a little bit more dictated to by the conditions tomorrow, but we'll see. A lot of rain forecast. I think Crewe want the game on, we want the game on, so that'll be good. But it might not be one of those that you see early season played on perfect surfaces. There could be a bit of mud out there again tomorrow.
Have you heard anything as if to say that the game might be off? I mean, we're sat here now, it's Friday afternoon, and it might rain for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, a lot of games are going to be in doubt if that happens, and it is due to forecast quite a bit of rain. But they'll be doing everything they can, which is good. And you know, it's like last Sunday, you know, if two teams want to get it on and want to play, then unless it's really bad, we should be able to do it.
Shame, really, isn't it? Because two sides who like to play the ball around quickly, Crewe are obviously very noted for playing a certain brand of football historically, that the weather's going to get in the way.
It is, but we never know. It might be good. And what wet pitches do, as long as they're not too boggy, is they speed the game up. You know, we've noticed that, and it suits us as well. To get a nice slick pitch, any team that wants to get it down and play wants that sort of surface.
I know the next couple of weeks, two big games. Crewe are just next to you in the table. Shrewsbury are just next to you in the table. Despite having been on a great run, the league position hasn't dramatically improved. Do you have that chance in the next 2 weeks?
We do. We have that chance in the next 2-3 months, but especially these two league games are as important as any this season for us to try and get ourselves out of that bottom four. I think our run has been good enough in most circumstances to get us a few points clear. The only thing where we've slipped up is not maximising on our good performances, like at Stevenage and at home to Bradford, which would have made all the difference. But we can't afford to waste too many chances like that in the next few weeks.
Are you surprised that it's still as congested as it has been in League One?
No, because all the teams, you know, very few teams go through the whole season with having a bad run, you know, and Notts County had a bad run at the start and then came back. We had a bad run at the start and are coming back slightly, you know. You expect them all to have a little spell where they pick up unexpected results. And that's what's happened. All it's meant is that you're much closer to halfway if you can get a victory or two than you were before.
And Crewe, as it happened, your first game in charge, you had a first look at Sheffield United then. What have been the key steps forward you think this team has taken in that period of time?
I think the main thing we've improved is attacking-wise. I think the game against Bradford, some of the attacking play in that, and even away from home against Stevenage, you know, the one against Tranmere at home. Hopefully supporters are seeing signs of that's how we want to play. And it's not always going to come off. It's difficult. Anybody can just launch it back to front and then go and support from there. But when we're trying to play it through midfield at times and we're trying to get it wide and get crosses in and everything, it's a little bit more intricate at times and takes some patience. And it's not always going to come off first time.